Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, February 24th. Roughly 400 protesters have been arrested throughout a number of Russian cities for anti-war protests as Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine has lost control of the Chernobyl nuclear site after a battle with Russian forces. Moscow claims to have hit 83 Ukrainian military facilities with airstrikes and missile strikes. The Kyiv Post says the Antonov International Airport just outside the city has been taken over by Russian forces. Canadian federal government leaders spoke this afternoon. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We will continue to demonstrate that those who violate the rules-based international order don't get to benefit from the trade, the opportunities, the economic growth that comes with a stable, clear, international rules-based order.
Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says Canada's response will have bite. Canada has imposed more sanctions against Russia, including 58 people and entities. Some Russian ministers, including the defense, justice, and finance ministers, major banks, and is putting a stop to export permits bound for Russia, including aerospace, tech, and mineral goods. Defense Minister Anita Anand says we can't allow Putin to redraw maps and rewrite history to suit his own purposes. She says 3,400 military personnel are on standby to support NATO forces should they be required. She did make clear that Canada currently does not have a combat mission. Operation Reassurance is a deterrent mission. Meanwhile, the Ontario government says it will support the people of Ukraine through $300,000 in humanitarian aid. Ontario's monetary support will be donated to the Canada-Ukraine Foundation and will be used to support humanitarian purposes, including providing medical aid, emergency shelter, and food security in Ukraine. The Ontario government says it will also be ready to assist anyone fleeing Ukraine who is in need of settlement services. Grey Bruce OPP have released an updated picture of a man who is the subject of an ongoing missing person investigation. Police issued an original release on January 29th regarding 67-year-old Robert Hamilton from Grey Highlands, who was last seen in Markdale on Friday, January 28th at 7:30 in the morning. He's described as white, 6'1", weighing 150 pounds with a slim build. He's balding with short gray hair and a beard and has green eyes and wears glasses. Anyone with information regarding his whereabouts is asked to call OPP. You can find that updated picture of Hamilton on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website or on our social media pages. Owen Sound's Building Division has issued a permit for the construction of a new five-story, 79-unit apartment building at 530 28th Street West in the Brook area. The project by local developer Barry's Construction is worth $17 million. The 79 units will be rentals with 12 accessible units. The building will include one-, two-, and three-bedroom suites at differing price points. The preliminary completion time is summer 2023. The Nuclear Innovation Institute has a new March break activity lined up for this year. Last year, high school students in the area spent their March breaks exploring how to establish the first human settlement on Mars. The NII says this year they'll focus on protecting the Earth with the World Climate Simulation sponsored by Bruce Power. It will be an in-person role-playing exercise of United Nations climate change negotiations. Teams of five high school students will compete in person for a chance to win $3,000 in prizes. It will be a free one-day event set to take place Friday, March 18th. Interested students can register their five-person team by Friday, March 11th by sending team member names and emails to explore@nii.ca. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to play a home game tonight against the Minnesota Wild. Game time is 7 o'clock. The Leafs are trying to avoid a fourth straight loss. Elsewhere tonight, the Vancouver Canucks host the red-hot Calgary Flames. Calgary has won 10 in a row. You can see tonight's full NHL schedule at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. In the Ontario Hockey League, four games tonight, including in Windsor, where the Spitfires are hosting the Kitchener Rangers. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Attack will be in Kitchener to face the Rangers. The Attack dropped their eighth straight game yesterday, 3-1 to the London Knights. And the NBA regular season resumes tonight after the league's All-Star break, seven games. Notably, the Western Conference leading Phoenix Suns take on Oklahoma City. The Toronto Raptors return to action tomorrow with a road game against the Charlotte Hornets.